evening from John Field Gymnasium. Western Big Six basketball in the house for the first time this season as the Silver Streaks started off their two conference games on the road at Moline with a victory and with a loss at Quincy last Friday night. So with a conference game at home in John Field Gym for the last time in 2012 and a terrific atmosphere here tonight. The band is loud, the student section is loud, wearing the whiteout t-shirts that were given away tonight, and the Rock Island Rocks, ranked fifth in the state and coming in with a record of 7-1, win the tip. C.J. Carr, the 5'7 junior at the point. Left side, Brian Richardson brings it around the top of the arc. The alley-oop backdoor cut overthrows. Trey Siegel out of bounds, and the Rocks turn it over on their first possession. Good evening, Jim Lee.
Well, good evening. Let's hope there's a lot more of those plays in Rock Island's offense tonight. Turnovers are nice. Streaks have forced nearly 20 a game by their opponents. They've done that well. Haven't been able to capitalize a lot, but have been able to get the job done defensively, forcing turnovers.
Silver Streaks start Ethan Meeker for the first time, the freshman in the lineup, and the ball is taken out of the hands of Ryan Carl. Rashawn Brown leads the break to the other direction. Carson Cheeseman on the low blocks picks up a defensive foul trying to draw the charge. So both teams turn it over on their first possession. We're just underway. Galesburg sophomores lost big tonight by 27. They are still winless on the season.
So the Silver Streaks, who had been starting a fairly young lineup already, got even younger tonight when they inserted Ethan Meeker into his first varsity start. Meeker's been getting a lot of playing time through the season, but this is the first time he's been able to crack the starting lineup.
Rashawn Brown at the free throw line, only a 52% free throw shooter, and he sticks with that, making the first, missing the second. Grant Gibson with the rebound for Galesburg, and he'll bring it midcourt. We're 30 seconds into the game. It's 1-0 Rock Island. On the left side, this is Meeker with it. He'll dribble it back out into the hands of Trevon Diggins. Galesburg wearing the new white uniforms that we saw premiered over the Thanksgiving tournament, their home uniforms with the gold numbers. Carson Cheeseman defended, gets it out to Meeker. Fakes a three, now brings it back down and passes it back to Cheeseman behind it. Junior high teams recognized here tonight for both Lombard and Churchill, so lots of kids in the house. We anticipate a noisy gymnasium tonight, and again with the home crowd on the student side wearing the white jerseys. Here's Diggins, backdoor cut on the baseline, overthrows the basket, and Brian Richardson gets the rebound for Rock Island. Leads the break to the other end. Cheeseman cuts him off, and he dribbles it back out. Diggins coming off a tough shooting night at Quincy last night when he made one of just 8 shots. Minute and a half into the game here, 1-0 Rocks.
A little intimidated that last time. He went to the basket nicely, but he saw Brown coming out of the corner of his eye, shot it too hard over the top.
Cutting through the lane, pump fake. Now Rocky kicks it back out. Carr shoots a three. It's in and out, and a good box out by Gibson to come down with his second rebound. Into the front court. Streaks down 1-0. Still looking for their first points of the night. Neither team with a field goal yet. We're approaching the 6-minute mark. Cutting through the lane, Cheeseman has a pocket pick by Carr from the backside. Second turnover. Carr leads the break. Cheeseman tries to return the favor. Diggins gets a loose ball, chases it down, and a foul called right in front of the Galesburg bench in the student section on Robert Johnson. First foul of the game on Rock Island. Both teams with 2 turnovers here in the early going.
Sheer quickness and hustle by Trevon Diggins that time. Not many players force that turnover, but he was so quick on that ball, able to get his hand on it and then quickly get fouled afterwards.
Meeker plays a point. Bounce pass to Gibson. Backdoor cut. Cheeseman reverse layup, and the Streaks are on the board, taking a 2-1 lead. 5:53 to go in the first quarter.
Good look by Grant. Fortunate for Cheeseman that he's a left-hander. That came in just very nicely for him underneath the left side, and he was able to get it up and in.
On the outside, it goes left side over to Brian Richardson at the top of the circle, into the hands of Robert Johnson, the tallest player on the floor for Rock Island, the biggest player anyway. Left side jumper won't go down for 3-point range for Richardson. Meeker on the weak side with the rebound. Into the hands of Gibson across midcourt. 3-on-3, steps back for 3, now passes it back to Carson Cheeseman, and the Streaks will slow things down a bit.
It's the most deliberate we've seen the Streaks offense, I think, this season by design. Rock Island can score a lot of points. We want to value possessions.
Gibson for 3 at the top of the range. Can't get the shot down, but Meeker in good position down on the low blocks comes down with a rebound. Now Grant drives baseline from the left side. Floater up with the one hand, won't go. Carr slaps down the rebound. Leads the break to the other end. Goes to the left around Diggins, who cuts him off. Back out to the free throw line. Shot up, too strong. Rebound right back into the hands of Rashawn Brown, who puts it back in after his own miss. And that's Rock Island's first basket. 4:48 to go first quarter. And the Rocks lead 3-2. And a turnover by the Streaks. Leading the break to the other end. Richardson takes the outlet pass, lays it up and in. Timeout called by the Silver Streaks. But Mike Reynolds not happy with the way he sees his team running the half-court offense here.
Now three turnovers in, five possessions, and so that'll get you a timeout. We'll take one, too, I assume.
And it is a full timeout, apparently. 4:34 to go. We're just underway in the game. 5-2 Rocks. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
4:34 to go in the first quarter at John Thiel Gymnasium. First regular season game here at John Thiel Gym. Streaks open with 5 tournament games here at the Thanksgiving holidays. But first regular season game taking place here. It is a conference game. Streaks down 5-2 here in the early going, coming out of a full timeout. Rock Island sets up the full court pressure. Diggins and Cheeseman in the backcourt. Marcus Ross has come into the game, replacing Ryan Carl. Streaks taking a lot of time here in the backcourt. There's a bad pass, and there we get the 10-second call, just as Rock Island was going to take it away anyway.
Always like to see a team be deliberate as they attack a press like that, a zone press. Usually you can find your way to weave up through it. We were a little bit too patient that time, though. And if we didn't have the 10 count, it was going to end up probably being a turnover anyway, so... Not a very good possession for Galesburg there.
4 turnovers now on the Streaks here in the early going. C.J. Carr, 5'7 junior. In fact, this is still a somewhat young Rock Island team. They do start 3 seniors in Richardson, Brown, and Johnson. But Sigel and Carr, the other two, are juniors. And there aren't many other seniors on the roster overall. So Tom Sigel will have a good core talent for the next couple of years for sure. Here's Siegel with it. Hasn't done much with it so far. Dumps it off after the penetration. They cut him off. Kick it back out. Here's a 3-pointer on the way. And shot too strong by Trey Babers. On the weak side rebound, Marcus Ross. Meeker into the front court. Spins past his man. That's Carr. Gets it back to the free throw line. Quick jumper by Gibson off the back of the rim. Robert Johnson gets the rebound for the Rocks. So a quick possession by the Silver Streaks. Fake. A drive, now a dish out to the right side. Sigel drives inside. Runner is off the mark. The rebound batted away from Carson Cheeseman. Last touch by the Rocks back to the Silver Streaks.
We were fortunate Johnson didn't just take it to the basket that time. He made a move to the right. Could have gone all the way up and kicked it back outside. Then they missed the shot and lose it. So Rock Island big men, not the biggest scorers. Their guards take care of a lot of that. But I thought we caught a break on that move.
James Jones, a 6'3 senior in for Rock Island. He will replace Rashawn Brown for the Rocks. Johnson and Babers, Sigel and Carr on the floor for Coach Tom Sigel. Now back into the game for the first time tonight, Joe Williams. Here's penetration in through the lane, and Trevon Diggins gets a finger roll, tried to drop off the rim, but it dropped through. Pulls Galesburg within 1 at 5-4. He saw the opening from the outside, took it aggressively to the lane. 5-4, Streaks down 1. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Galesburg sophomores lost tonight by 27. They're still winless on the season. Around, penetrating, cut off. Carr dishes it off right side to Jones. Now Carr gets it back, trying to go down the left side of the lane. Good defense by Trevon Diggins. Carr just completely lost the handle on it, and he lost it off his shoulder out of bounds.
I'd like to have a quarter for every time we say good defense by Trevon Diggins this year. He was outstanding against Moline a couple of weeks ago, and tonight against Carr, maybe facing the quickest player he's seen. I mean, we've talked about Diggins usually the quickest guy on the court. Carr might be his equal.
Carr getting a breather right now as he goes to the bench for Coach Tom Sigel. Gibson in trouble, gets it down to the right side corner. Meeker dribbles it back out. Now top of the circle, it goes to Trevon. Drives, dishes. Now Gibson with it on the right side, kicks it back out to Joe Williams at the free throw line. Traveled with it. Got cut off as he penetrated into the lane and caught between either shooting or passing. He did neither and dragged his foot. It's 5 turnovers on the Streaks.
Yeah, an error of aggression that time, though. He was trying to make a move down the paint or kick it outside, and as you said, just dragged that foot a little too long. Streaks with those 5 turnovers in the first quarter. Really fortunate to be within a point. You got to credit our defense for that.
3 turnovers on the Rocks, and they haven't shot all that well either. 2:20 to go first quarter. It's 5-4 Rock Island by 1 with the ball. Babers tries to push off on Meeker, who sticks right with him, dribbles it back out. Here's a steal by Diggins. Bad pass at midcourt. Trevon takes it all the way up and in, and the Streaks are back on top. Now it's 6-5. Turnover leads to a transition bucket. Now at the top of the circle, Siegel cut off by Williams, has to dribble it back out. Streaks half-court defense has been very strong tonight. And they're at it again here. Pass into the outside. Johnson dribbles it right. Now over just inside the arc. Ryan Richardson with a runner. That won't go. And the rebound into the hands of Trey Babers with a turnaround jumper. That one is too strong. And the rebound pops into the hands of Grant Gibson. Leads the break into the front court. Streaks by a point. Trying to build on the lead with 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Ross comes out to take the dribble away from Gibson. Now right side it goes over to Joe Williams. Baseline, Ethan Meeker in the right corner at the end of the Rock Island bench. Dribbles it back out. And an illegal screen set by Marcus Ross as Meeker tries to dribble around him. And Marcus gets called for his first and the sixth Galesburg turnover now.
Now, to say we lead the league in those illegal screens and offensive fouls is an understatement. We just get slaughtered with those every night. And at least that's just a second team foul, as Coach Reynolds said at the outset. Brad, that's one thing we can't be doing, is send the other team to line 20 and 30 times and hoping to win. So we've done the last two games.
Metamora and Quincy, both on the road. At the top of the arc, Richardson, as Williams fought through a screen to stick with that man defense. Now at the top of the circle, there's a dribble left, it goes. Just inside the Streaks bench, pull-up jumper by Carr. It's a little bit short from two-point range. And Grant Gibson hauls down the rebound in traffic. Good, strong rebound by Grant. And here come the Silver Streaks, trying to build on a one-point lead. Williams in the lane, jump step, kicks it out. Diggins wide open, three, off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked out of bounds, off Rock Island, back to the Silver Streaks. And Grant Gibson got in there and knocked it loose, kept it alive for the Silver Streaks.
Nice job by the offense that time. Williams making a good move inside, realized he probably couldn't get the shot off, kicked it out to a wide open Diggins, who just about got it down.
Down low, Gibson trying to post up on his man. Turn around in the lane, comes up short. Good defense by Rock Island. C.J. Carr with the rebound, leads the break. Gibson, or rather Diggins, runs into him from the backside. And then Carr trying to take it right at Marcus Ross, who held his ground. And again, Carr can't handle it with good defense moving to the basket. And he lost it out of bounds for the fifth Rock Island turnover.
Well, and Carr is just 5'7", so he does a lot of things well. But you get down in the lane or on the baseline too far, and you're only 5'7", you got to have a plan because you're not going to get much done.
30 seconds to go, first quarter, a low-scoring first quarter, 6-5 Galesburg, Streaks with the ball. Top of the circle, Gibson with an open look, but a whistle away from the ball, and we're going to have a foul on Rock Island as Carson Cheeseman got sent to the deck. And are they going to call that on Siegel? No, they're going to call it on 33, not 3. That's Rashawn Brown, his first, and the second Rock Island team foul. Bounce pass on the inbounds. Williams, 18-footer, got it from the right side. Streaks lead by 3. 8-5 with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Really a sweet delivery by Joe that time. He's probably got the nicest looking jump shot of anybody on the team.
On the outside, James Jones cut off by Diggins. Right side it goes under the wing to Shorter. Now Richardson drags a pivot foot out to the top of the circle. That's the sixth Rock Island turnover. With 4.2 seconds to go, Streaks will get it. With three-quarters the length of the court, Galesburg's going underneath the basket, but they're going to get an extra 20 feet to inbound this.
Last call brought angst to Coach Tom Siegel of Rock Island, who's pacing in front of his own bench, talking to all the players, maybe muttering a little bit more than talking at this point.
Since the timeout, the Streaks have held the Rocks scoreless. Across midcourt, Williams at the buzzer comes up just short. Just off to the side of the basket. It's 8-5 Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser from WGIL. For the food lover in your life, Tompkins State Bank's Relay for Life team is selling cookbooks full of delicious recipes submitted by employees and customers. They're $10. Check with the local branch or on our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
You can move in and not have to do a thing. This newly remodeled three-bedroom ranch on McMaster's Avenue in Galesburg is a must-see. Beautiful kitchen, spacious lot, and a Four Seasons room. Visit Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for details.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium, 8-5 Galesburg. Streaks have the ball to start quarter number two. Williams, Ross, Diggins, Gibson, and Cheeseman to start the second quarter. Here's Diggins driving and gets plowed pretty good coming in from the right side as he was trying to dribble around a double team, and then a hard foul coming from James Jones from the backside. Just hip check right into Trevon Diggins, sent him to the deck. That's a third team foul on Rock Island. On the inbounds, Williams with it on the right wing. Dribbles it left, now into the hands of Marcus Ross out high. Hands off to Diggins. Terrific defensive effort really by both teams in the first quarter, hence the low score and low shooting numbers as well. Backdoor cut to Diggins. Yes. What a look from Marcus Ross. Trevon finished it up perfectly. Rock Island had no clue. Coach Mike Reynolds applauding that one even. That was executed perfectly and a good finish by Diggins, who's our high point man. An 8-0 run by the Streaks since the Galesburg timeout. Down low, a block, and then a foul on the backside as Marcus Ross got the block from the backside of James Jones and then fouled him coming down with it. And that's going to be foul number two on Marcus, and a tough one, too.
If you'd have told me at the end of the quarter we'd only have 8 points going in, I'd have said, no, that's not good, because Rockies has scored a lot in their conference games. But the Silver Streaks making a stand saying, hey, we are not East Moline or Alleman. We are a better team than that, and so far they're showing.
And here's another steal by Diggins, taking it away from Carr, and another layup for Trevon.
Hasn't he been special in this first half? Trevon Diggins.
10 in a row by the Silver Streaks. 8 in the game for Diggins, and the Streaks lead by 7 now. 12-5, we're just underway a minute into the second quarter. On the left side, Richardson into the corner. Wide open, Siegel around the screen. That one is too long, and the rebound. Good box out by Marcus Ross to come down with the board there. Into the front court, and a blocking foul called against Rock Island as Joe Williams took it strong to the left side. That'll be a foul against Brian Richardson, his first and the team's fourth.
Yeah, Williams just kind of in the wrong spot that time. The high pass, and Joe Williams aggressively and athletically going after that ball came down on Richardson, who was just in the way, and he drew the foul.
Streaks playing with some confidence here now on a 10-0 run. Diggins on the outside working against Carr. Picks up his dribble. Gibson comes out for it. Tries to drive baseline. Cut off there. Needs help. Ross flashing in the lane. They find Williams left corner. Off the back of the rim for three. Diggins with the rebound. Scoops it up too strong. Ball batted around. Here comes Rocky with it on the run. Carr leads the break. One on three. Throws it up at the basket. Out of control. Loses it. Rebound chased down by Rock Island. Cheeseman had a hand on it. Now Sigel sidesteps left for three off the back of the rim. Williams goes up high for the rebound, and here come the Streaks as the run continues on the break. Bad pass by Williams, picked off, and now nearly stolen away by the Streaks. Richardson has it for the Rocks. Down the lane, jump stop left, up with a shot, no, rebound put back, he gets it.
This is not the pace we want. Rock Island's going to play much better in this helter-skelter, and we just got too many guys sucked under the glass the last time down, and Rock Island had a 3-on-1. We were fortunate they didn't take it right at us, but they've been cold. 2 of 14 from the field for the Rocks until that make.
Skip pass left. Tough pass. Diggins trying to get a hand on it, and then Rock Island. Siegel didn't expect it as Diggins got a hand on it, knocked it down right into the hands of Siegel, who lost control of it out of bounds, and the Streaks will hang on to it there.
Yeah, quick hands of Diggins saved a turnover there, knocking it off of Rock Island. And so far, Trevon Diggins has been as good as I've ever seen him.
On the inbounds, Cheeseman out high to Grant Gibson. Grant starts to dribble to the left. Grant held scoreless in the first quarter. Comes in leading all scorers in the Western Big Six by a lot. 25 and a half a game. Here's Meeker around the screen for three. Oh. It looked good, but it was off the front of the rim. And the rebound to C.J. Carr again for Rock Island, just picking up the junk underneath the basket. The Streaks had a chance there to build the lead. They're still up by five. 5 minutes to go before halftime. It's 12-7. Left side, Siegel with it. Around to the top of the circle. Now back behind him into the hands of Johnson. On the give and go. Left, traveled with it. That's 7 or 8 turnovers.
I got them for 8 now.
Okay. Thought I missed one earlier.
And they're going to get a lecture from Coach Siegel.
30-second timeout, just under 5 minutes to go before halftime. More Silver Streaks basketball coming your way tomorrow here on WGIL, starting with the Streaks girls. As I don't remember the time on that one, Jim. Is it 110?
Yeah, 110 pregame.
All right.
Yep.
So Tom and Eric will have all the action there as Coach Evan Massey's team tries to get back on a winning streak. They've run into some tough competition and haven't been able to buy a victory out of any of those, so that'll be a good one for them, hopefully.
Yeah, Manuels is down. Streaks ought to win that one handily. They need to get off to a better start. They keep getting behind 8 or 10 nothing in these games right out of the gate, and then they have to fight uphill to work hard the rest of the night. So girls will see if they can get it done, and then, as we said, the boys tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock scheduled tip-off, against a very good North Scott Iowa team.
At the Iowa-Illinois shootout at Augustana College. Galesburg sophomores play at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Here's Diggins as the Streaks go with a little bit of a weave on the outside. Ross has the ball knocked out of his hands, gives off to Carson Cheeseman. Coming out of the Rock Island timeout, backdoor cut to Ross, and a foul called as Johnson tried to deny the over-the-top pass to Ross, cutting in from the right side. Their feet got tangled up, and Johnson's second foul is Rock Island's 15th foul with 4:35 to go here in the first half.
Yeah, that's probably a bit of a touch foul, but we'll take it.
Back into the game, James Jones, so they don't lose anything there. Jones comes in at 6'3". Cheeseman from the baseline out high to Grant Gibson. Left side it goes to Ethan Meeker. Right side, Carson Cheeseman penetrates, tries to dump it off to Gibson. Too strong, and it bounces right back to Cheeseman. Grant wasn't ready for that one. Now he has it on the low box, dribbles it out to Carson for three. A little bit off the mark. Ross flying down the lane, got a hand on the rebound, but Richardson controls for the Rocks.
Every time Gibson gets it anywhere down low, it's a double down on him,
yep,
and so
sure
we need the guards, Cheeseman in that case, whoever, to hit some of those shots.
Jones penetrates the baseline. The Streaks gave it up, and on a double team, Gibson and Meeker both there for the defense, and they're going to get Grant, I believe, on the foul. That's his first, the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. 4:04 to go before halftime, and a rare free throw in this first half. Jones to the line. Only two free throw shot in the entire game so far, both by the Rocks. Jones comes in at 40% on the season, and he bricks the first one. 6 for 16 from the line now. Spins the second one in his hand. It's up, and that one doesn't even hit the rim. And boy, the Galesburg student section will have fun with that one now as the Streaks get it back out of bounds.
Well, at least it did tickle the net. That's still better than the YouTube video that you sent me of the guy from wherever, that
Appalachian State.
The thing barely left his hands and fell to the floor.
He shot it higher than he did far. Here's Dickens with it on the wing. Picks up. Now gives to Grant Gibson. Steps inside, hands off to Carson Cheeseman. 12-7 Galesburg, past the midpoint of the second quarter. Meeker around the screen for three, rims off. And the rebound to Rashawn Brown. The Streaks not buying any baskets on their home court here tonight.
Too bad, because we've done everything else right. We've just not able to quite convert and build on this lead right now. Who would have thought we'd be holding Rocky to 7 points 3 minutes before half?
After they've averaged 80 in the first two conference games. In the lane, out of control. The Rocks turn it over again. The lead pass to Meeker, who draws contact, running into James Jones. And Ethan did a nice job to kind of get that lead arm out there and initiate the contact. Jones picks up foul number two, and Meeker goes to the line. Ninth Rock Island turnover, compared to 7 points, with 3:22 to go before halftime. First free throw by Ethan is in and out.
Oh. That's the hard thing about this. We've played so well in so many aspects. If we shot the ball the way we normally do, we'd be up double figures at least, but we just can't seem to get it on our home court here as Meeker hits the second one.
Rocks come in averaging better than 71 points a game, and the Streaks have held them to 7 with 3:15 to go here before halftime. In fact, Galesburg was down 5-2 in the first quarter when Coach Mike Reynolds called the timeout, 4:34 to go. They've held Rock Island to 2 points since then. Here's a drive from the left side, and boy, Rashawn Brown really forced it up from the left side, but he got it up and over the Streaks, and he banked it in from about 10 feet away.
Just used his superior size to get that one off on the run.
Cheeseman into a double team, gets it away to Gibson. Oh, they had Diggins cutting in from the backside. Now Grant takes it down the lane, gets the shot off the glass, and a foul. Well, I was lamenting the fact that he didn't find Trevon cutting in on the back door, but instead he may get an extra point out of it with a free throw.
Well, and Grant, when he sees some open court, he's going to take advantage of it. He hasn't seen many openings here tonight, but he saw one there, and he finishes so well, that ball seems to fall in off the rim for him.
And he makes the first free throw, his first free throw, and the first for the Silver Streaks. Back to a 7-point lead, 16-9, 2:45 to go in the first half. First 3 points of the night for Grant Gibson. Oh, they left Babers wide open for three, and he can knock him down from outside, and he did there.
Rocks have hit three in a row now after going 2 of 14 to climb within four.
16-12, under 2.5 minutes to go first half. Gibson across midcourt between the circles. Dribbles a little bit left. Nearly has it knocked out of his hands. Hangs on to it. Gets it over to Carson Cheeseman, who dribbles back with the left hand toward the midcourt circle. Pushes off a little bit. Regains his composure. Now hands off to Diggins. Into the lane. Curls over to Meeker into the corner. Passes up the three. Shoots around the screen and drops it in with a teardrop.
Ethan
Meeker. 6-point lead.
Verifying Coach Reynolds' decision to start him for the first time tonight.
3 points for Ethan Meeker. Had a couple of good open looks from three-point range. It wouldn't go down. Galesburg by six. Backdoor. Sigel. Fouled. Banked it in off the glass.
Way before the shot.
Still waiting for the signal. I don't think they're going to count that, are they? But the scoreboard's showing it. A chance at a three-point play, apparently.
Did they give that to him?
That's what the scoreboard's showing.
Oh, my gosh. That was on the floor well before he let that go. That's NBA stuff there.
And if you're a Galesburg fan, he's the last guy you want at the free throw line.
Huh.
And he finishes off the three-point play.
Boy, have things changed.
Foul on Ethan Meeker was his first. 1:41 to go in the first half. 18-15, Galesburg by three. Ross in trouble, gives off to Gibson. And a floater from the right side, a little off balance, but he gets his own rebound in the lane. Can't get the shot off the back of the rim. And Sigel comes down with the rebound. Chance for the Rocks to get within one or tie the game. Carr takes it aggressively at Trevon Diggins. A little bit of contact there down the right side of the lane. And now Carr is going to get a couple of free throws. No, they're going to call that one on the floor instead. So with the 16 foul on Galesburg, Rocks will have to inbound it here. On the outside, Sigel between the circles. Streaks by three. Rocks with the ball here. Top of the circle, Babers. Steps left. They cover him up better on the three-pointer that time. Now it goes on the outside into the hands of Rashawn Brown. Over to Sigel, around the screen. Tries to dump it into the lane. Deflected away by Meeker and Ross. Cheeseman comes up with the steal. 10 turnovers on Rock Island with under a minute to go first half. Galesburg with a three-point lead and the ball. Left side, Diggins. Wide open for three. In and out. Rebound, Rock Island. Keenan Shorter controls for the Rocks. Trevon's had a couple good looks from the outside. Now here's a three at the other end, and Rock Island makes the streaks pay. That's Babers again, who's almost single-handedly brought the Rocks back. We're tied at 18 now.
Well, again, last time we executed our offense perfectly, we just aren't making the shots.
Cheeseman hands off to Meeker, down to 27 seconds to go before halftime. Hands off to Gibson. See if the streaks can hold for the last shot here. Tied at 18. Been a great defensive battle here in the first half. On the outside, Cheeseman with 14 seconds to go. Looking to get it off to Diggins. Cheeseman ducks down, gets it back out. Now with 7 seconds to go. Here's Gibson. You better believe they'll cover him up with 5 to go. Gibson found an opening all the way up and in. 1 second. It's halftime. Gibson did it all himself as it cleared out on the right side. He took it strong into the hole and against the streaks. A 20-18 lead at halftime. When we come back on the halftime show, take a look at the first half stats. We'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. 20-18. Streaks by two. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at WGIL at WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It's here, the vehicle with the attitude of a sports car combined with the classic lines of a high-end luxury car, the 2013 Chevy Malibu. The bold new design improves aerodynamics with an even smoother ride than its predecessors, and the wider track and stiffer structure makes handling a dream, keeping you driving with confidence even in inclement weather. This exceptional detail to design also protects you with 10 airbags, including knee airbags for the driver and front passenger, and offers up an EPA estimated 34 miles per gallon on the highway. Chevy engineers also set out to make the interior premium quality and quiet, and they succeeded. Once inside, you'll be impressed with the attractive styling, advanced technology, and entertainment options. Only with a test drive will you be able to fully appreciate the new 2013 Malibu's level of comfort. And right now, YEM has 30 in stock with a holiday cashback of $1,000. The new 2013 Chevy Malibu, starting at under $22,000 and waiting for you at YEM Chevrolet in Galesburg.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they'll save it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Back at Tom Field Gymnasium, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Halftime. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. As the Silver Streaks lead Rock Island 20-18, Jim, I'm so glad for Coach Mike Reynolds and his kids that they got that last basket and go into halftime with a two-point lead, because there's no doubt in my mind they earned it in that first half.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. A lot of times, yeah, you figure what's 2 points, but just to go in the locker room up after the half, especially the half of defense we played, and offensively, again, I thought our execution was there.
Yeah.
The ball just didn't go in the basket at times from the perimeter, and we're not a great shooting team to begin with, let's face it, but still, you hit a three here and hit a three there. That's all Rock Island did to keep themselves in this thing. They're only 7 of 19, but they dropped in a couple of three bombs on us in that second quarter that got them right back in the game. And in a defensive struggle like that, those three-point balls are really magnified.
Take a look at the first half statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Jim Lee, what do the team numbers show?
Very similar. Galesburg 37%, 9 of 24 for the game. Rock Island 7 of 19, 36%. Rocks hit 5 of their last 6 from the field, or they wouldn't be anywhere near that percentage. Rebounding edge to Rock Island right now, 14 to 11. We can probably live with that. Turnovers, we can certainly live with that. We forced the Rocks into 10 there in the first half. Silver Streaks had 7. And if you heard us talking a little bit with Coach Tom Siegel in the pregame, turnovers are really what cost his team in that loss to Bloomington on Saturday night. They had 8 of them in the last quarter of play. And so I think, you know, Mike Reynolds pays attention to those things, and I'm sure he had his guys filling lanes, slapping balls, doing anything they could to try and continue that Rock Island turnover trend.
And that's exactly what he said in the pregame interview. He said not only did he have a tape, but he was at the Bloomington Rock Island game, and he said the one thing they did was they did not allow C.J. Carr to penetrate into the lane. And he said when Bloomington did that, it forced him into more of a half-court game, which they didn't handle so well. And they had a 12 or 14-point lead in that game, too, and then just gave it all away.
Yeah, well, certainly Mike has taken that and built on it here with this Galesburg defense, because Carr has not been able to penetrate much. And once or twice when he did, he got down there and turned it over on the baseline once. And again, at 5'7", not a whole lot you can do with it down there if you don't pretty well know what you're going to do before you get there.
Rest of the first half team statistics, Rock Island 2-for-7 from three-point range. Silver Streaks 0-for-7. So as Jim mentioned, he hit a couple of three-pointers, and everything changes. And the two by Rock Island turned a seven-point deficit into, well, a tie game briefly before the Streaks got the last bucket of the first half for a two-point lead. Free throw shooting not much tonight, and Rock Island only 2-for-5. Silver Streaks 2-for-3. We'll take a break here on the halftime show. Galesburg leads at the break 20-18. Take a look at the individual scoring when we come back. Get a word from the coaching staff as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The annual Sounds Like Christmas performance of area school choirs and bands is Saturday the 15th at Sandburg Mall. It runs from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. in Center Court. Actually, a wonderful family event for young and old. Come on out and support your band members. For details, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast, showers and isolated thunderstorms after midnight tonight, low of 41. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, then a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, high of 55. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a low of 42. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 48. Sunday night, cloudy and colder, overnight low of 33. And Monday, partly sunny with a high of 42. Monday night, partly cloudy, low of 28. Currently, it is 40 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play pick a present. Details at WGIL.com.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. One score to report to you, brought to you by Craddy Insurance. And that is at the end of the first quarter, where Moline leads Quincy 20-17. Here, Galesburg leads Rock Island at the half 20-18. First quarter scoring, Trey Babers. Told you about his three-point shoot. Oh, let's go down to halftime. Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, Steve, obviously a tremendous defensive half for your team.
Yeah, and it was a team effort. We knew that we have to play team defense here. We identified their shooters. We got to stay in position. And we really did a good job defensively team-wise there. And I think that, I mean, when you hold Rock Island under 20 points for a half, you've done a good job.
Offensively, seemed like you ran things well. The shots just weren't going down.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be methodical and get our offense to run through to our second, third, fourth options, keep them guarding for a long period of time. We got good looks. We just didn't knock them down. I think we hurried some of our shots. We get those shots again this half, I'm confident we can hit them.
And it seemed like when you got Grant out high here, he was able to maybe create a little more. Do you keep his back away from the basket?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to always identify where we can get him in the best position to score. Tonight, facing the basket and out on the perimeter is better for him. Crazy. Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman for joining us here on the Halftime Show. Our coach's interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Silver Streaks will send Marcus Ross on the floor to begin the second half. He did not start the game. It'll be Ross, Meeker, Diggins, Cheeseman, and presumably Gibson, although, oh, there he's getting his jersey taken care of. For the Rocks, who are the number five team in the state, they will send the starting five back onto the floor. And the Rocks will have the ball to begin quarter number three. On the right side, this is Richardson. Cut off on the blocks, dishes it back out, and a hard drive to the basket by Rashawn Brown. They did a nice job of penetrating and then dishing backwards to the open man, and he gets fouled going to the basket. That'll be foul number three of the game on Marcus Ross. Let's go ahead and take a look at those individual scoring numbers very quickly. Trey Babers leads the Rocks with three. Rashawn Brown with five. Brian Richardson with four as Brown misses the first free throw. He's one for three from the line tonight. And Trey Siegel has three. Nobody else for the Rocks has scored. For the Streaks, eight for Trevon Diggins leads Galesburg. Grant Gibson has five. Ethan Meeker, three. Carson Cheeseman and Joe Williams each with two. Second free throw for Brown rattles through. Rocks back within one as we start the third quarter. 20-19, Galesburg's first offensive possession here. It's how the first quarter started. Rocky getting the first point from the free throw line on one of two free throw shooting. So maybe good things are ahead for the second half as well for Galesburg here. Here's a pass on the inside. Oh, and a tough foul called. A reach as Grant Gibson was about to have his pocket picked, but they're going to say, I guess, Carr got him on the arm, although that was pretty light foul. Looked like he had a clean pick all the way.
Gibson did have his pocket picked, and we caught a break on that one, it looked like.
So first foul of the game on C.J. Carr. Meeker nearly dribbles into a double team as the ball knocked out of his hands twice. He still comes away with it. Down low, Diggins, and a goaltending called as Diggins gets a shot up in the low blocks. Tell you, Trevon is living close to the basket here tonight, and he's got 10, and the Streaks lead by 3 after the goaltend.
Yeah, Trevon's been tremendous, and nice job by Meeker to dribble out of some pressure trouble there and make that happen.
He could have lost that 3 or 4 times in there, but the freshman just hung with it. On the outside, Carr. Boy, Streaks lost him defensively, and he drains a 3 from the outside.
These little guys can really loft it up and shoot it for Rock Island.
If not for the 3-pointers tonight, believe it or not, the Rocks would be in a world of hurt. This is not typically a good 3-point shooting team. Not that they necessarily are this season either. 37% actually is a better number than they've shown in recent years, and it's helping them stay in the game here tonight. We're tied at 22. Meeker with it on the outside, trying to dribble around his man. Richardson stays with him. Backdoor cut to Gibson. Had to alter his shot on the way up as Carr came over from the weak side, and Grant missed it. Richardson with a rebound for the Rocks. Not many times Grant's going to miss one of those.
And he altered it more than I thought he needed to. I think he was afraid of getting a charge there because Carr is a little guy coming over.
Skip pass on the right side, and then Rashawn Brown travels with it as he fakes from the right wing. That's the 11th Rock Island turnover. Tied at 22. Streaks trailed. Their biggest deficit of the game is 3. Their biggest lead is 7. They're trying to regain the lead here, tied at 22. Here's the left side. Meeker driving in. Sidesteps a man. Gets the shot up and in, and a foul. Chance at a 3-point play for Ethan Meeker. Strong move to the basket by Ethan.
Yeah, the best way to describe his game is just smooth. I mean, for a freshman, he doesn't, you know, the games he's been in this year, he'll make a mistake or two, but he doesn't hang his head. He doesn't seem to get overly fired up about anything, but he doesn't seem to get down. He's just very steady, very smooth, and he's got quite a career ahead of him.
And he finishes off the 3-point play with the free throw. He just doubled his scoring output for the game. He has 6 now. Foul, by the way, was on C.J. Carr. So that's number 2 on the Rock Island point guard. With the dribble now guarded by Diggins. On the left side, Richardson. Just outside the elbow, penetrates in, and now Ethan reaches. As Richardson was taking it strong to Cheeseman, looked like he got about a half step on Carson, so he might have had a shot at it, and Ethan just...
They
gave it on Cheeseman. Yeah, that's interesting. Ethan clearly reached in.
Meeker still got half his arm inside that guy's jersey, I think. He really got him.
So the second foul on Cheeseman instead. Down low, good defense by Ryan Carl as Brown trying to post up over him, and he forces him to miss the shot, alter the shot, and get a turnover out of the deal. Gibson with a steal. Had Carl flashing to the basket. Gibson hangs onto it instead. Now Meeker with it. Left side, Ryan. Onto the wing it goes to Diggins. Brings it back out. Into the lane. Dishes out. Gibson open for 3. In and out. Rebound, Carl on the low blocks. Cut off. Gets it back to Grant up and in.
Outstanding teamwork that time. A narrow miss by Gibson. Carl worked hard. Got it back. Found a way to feed Gibson coming back down the lane. This time, Grant cashes in.
5-point Galesburg lead. Jumper in the lane. Banks it in. Tough shot by Rashawn Brown going up strong with it. Did he call that? Banked that hard off the backboard.
Especially when you're out on the front high like that. You don't usually bank that shot.
And Coach Mike Reynolds called timeout just as the Streaks turned the ball over. He could sense that one coming, and he gets a 30-second timeout before it happened. 3-point Galesburg lead, 5:02 to go third quarter.
Well, things have picked up a little bit, and I think partly Rock Island putting more pressure on the ball here, opening up the second half, trying to force some turnovers in our half-court offense. And to me, at least from what I'm seeing, we're doing pretty much the same thing defensively. We're doing a nice job of really clogging the middle when Rock Island's trying to feed anything inside there. We've got guys filling lanes and doing a nice job. Ryan Carl didn't play it much, a whole lot in that second quarter. At least
no.
I didn't notice him too much.
Nope.
he's been a presence on both ends of the court here in the first couple of minutes. He's the biggest guy on the court.
Game didn't really seem to favor him. In fact, it kind of turned around in the Streak's favor a little bit when Marcus Ross came in to replace him. But then Marcus picked up his third foul, so that put Carl back into the game, and he's done a nice job in the little time he's had on the floor since he came in here in the second half. Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter, Galesburg by three, 27-24. Ball knocked out of bounds by Rock Island. Jim, you weren't up here when I mentioned the quarter score from the Moline-Quincy game, with the Maroons leading by three, 20-17 at the end of the first quarter there.
Yeah, I wondered if maybe the Maroons wouldn't give them a little tussle tonight. Moline's going to get better as they go, and they've got a size advantage in those big kids down low if they need it.
They got to learn how to hold a lead. As Diggins goes airborne and then tries to pass it away, came down with the ball before he passed it away. That's the eighth Galesburg turnover.
You know, but when Moline plays Quincy, it's kind of like for a Bears fan when the Packers play the Vikings. You can't root for either one of them. You just want them both to lose.
And no score from the Alleman UT game. I don't know if they got a late start up there or what. On the outside, Siegel around the screen, missed the three ball, and the rebound tipped out back to Siegel. Now he gets it left side to Richardson for three. That one's off the rim. Meeker goes up high for the rebound. Now tries to lead the break. Goes right, sidesteps left, and a basket, and they're going to wave it off for an offensive foul as Meeker faked right, sidestepped left. Carr flopped to the deck, and they're going to call Ethan for an offensive foul. That is... Well, you know, I don't say it very often. That is not a good call.
Mike Reynolds pretty happy about that. He's barking at official Marty Flaherty over there in front of the scorer's table, and Marty's taking it pretty well. He may realize that that was not a good call. Don't be surprised to see a makeup here maybe in the next two possessions if there's a collision.
On the right side, driving in, sidesteps a man, up and rolls through. First basket of the game for Keenan Shorter. That pulls the Rocks within one at 27-26. Wow, that was tough. Right, Streak's got to play through it. Still leading by a point here, just past the halfway mark of the third quarter. Ryan Carl, now Meeker. He'll shoot the three this time instead. Oh, it's in and out. Circled around the rim, and the Streaks cannot buy a basket here tonight on their home floor. Carr nearly overthrew Shorter, who turned the other direction, but Richardson was there to save it on the sideline. Now passes it away to Babers. Driving on Meeker, gets it off. Here's Shorter for three, and he knocks that one down. And that puts Rocks back on top, 29-27. Shorter, who's hardly played this year because of injury, has an impact here in the third quarter.
Hard to get used to watching Rocky shoot threes. This is a team that usually just kills us inside.
Yep,
and it's outside tonight.
Meeker answers, finally gets a three-pointer down. He swishes it from the left wing. Streaks back on top by one, 30-29. And a foul called on the Streaks, trying to go for the defensive foul, offensive foul, as Carson Cheeseman draws the defensive foul instead. That's his third. Fourth team foul on Galesburg, just past the three-minute mark of the third quarter, 30-29 Galesburg. Marcus Ross back into the game for the Streaks. Joe Williams comes in as well for the Silver Streaks.
Well, we're in position, right? This is a game we got to have.
Yeah.
It'd just be so awesome to win this game and shock the conference here tonight. And we've played hard enough to win. We've just got to get some more shots to go down.
Especially after running into some tough competition in Metamora and Quincy.
Oh,
losing
my gosh,
those tough
yeah.
ones.
Well, and Limestone, too.
Yep.
Westinghouse.
Babers from the baseline. It's a fadeaway jumper from 15 feet. Now they're knocking him down from everywhere on the floor. He's got eight in the game. Rocky by one. 31-30.
You should ask to switch ends again. They seem to shoot too well down at this side.
Streak continue to play well defensively, but Rock Island just making some tough shots here in the third quarter. Bounce pass into Ross from Diggins. Marcus trying to post up. Lost the handle on it. Rockies takes it away. Now nearly throws it away. Good job by Brown to handle it and hang on to it. Now into the hands of Carr. They leave him alone for three, and he drained it.
He knew that was in the second he let it go. He started backpedaling right away, and they're up four.
Biggest lead of the game for the Rocks, 34-30. Coach Mike Reynolds calls timeout. 2:07 to go third quarter, and they're going to give him a 30. This is just a 30-second timeout with 2:07 to go. That's a third timeout by the Streaks. They still have two remaining, both of the 60-second length.
Yeah, Mike Reynolds spent about 15 seconds of that working the officials a little bit, not just for a foul call, but also for, I don't know what else, but anyway, we've got to make the switches and cover up outside. They're not hurting us inside at all tonight. It's all that three-point game with the midget shooters, basically. These little guys, if you're on them, they're not going to get a shot off. But of course, Tom Siegel knows that, and he's got techniques in place to get these guys freed up for the shots, and they have been knocking them down in the second half opposed to the first half when they couldn't make much of anything.
So it's 34-30, biggest lead of the night for Rock Island with 2:07 to go in the third quarter here. Thought I just heard Gary Mitchell announce that Quincy leads Moline after three quarters. So, here's another bad pass taken away from Meeker, and a drive at the other end. Babers gets fouled going in by Marcus Ross, and that's four on Marcus after the 11th Gillsburg turnover. Meeker just completely lost track of where the defense was, and it absolutely taken away from it.
Yep, four turnovers in this quarter. Didn't help. Rock Island starting to spread the lead now at five. I'm still not convinced they're the better team, but they...
At least not tonight so far.
Yeah, they seem to be answering the bell when they have to here in the third quarter. Let's see if the Streaks can get themselves together and rally back.
And Babers makes both. He's an 82% free throw shooter. So again, the Streaks put the wrong guy at the line. Since leading 27-22, the Streaks have been outscored 14-3 and now trail by six with under a minute 50 to go third quarter. Diggins, penetration into the lane, draws contact, no foul call. Now he passes it away. Right side, Joe Williams.
Yes.
Hits a three.
Big shot by Joe Williams.
36-33, Gillsburg down three now. 90 seconds to go third quarter. Carr across midcourt. Johnson, left side over to Jones, brings it back out between the circles. Williams hangs with him. High pass, but shorter, gets it, drives baseline, just bullies over Denzel Jones, gets the dump shot down low, and then Robert Johnson can't get the shot to drop through the rim. Gibson with a rebound. Williams in the lane at the other end, gets the finger roll. Gillsburg back within one.
All right, big lift off the bench. Joe Williams now as the Streaks climb back in it.
36-35, a minute to go, third quarter. Streaks down one. Brings the student section back to life. Bouncing like the Duke fans. Down behind the Gillsburg bench. Here's Carr with it. Trying to spin off Trevon Diggins, who sticks right with him. On the baseline, Johnson faked, and then Gibson tried to cut him off, picked up his second foul. That's a sixth Gillsburg team foul compared to just two for Rock Island. 46 seconds to go, third quarter. Rocky with the ball and a one-point lead, 36-35.
Well, so far, Gibson looking at a season low at 7 points. I got to think he's got a little spurt in him, though, if we can stay close.
Here's a steal by Meeker. Bad pass at half court. Layup, and the Streaks are back on top. A 7-0 Gillsburg run. They lead by one.
Key point of the game right there when Rock Island was threatening to pull away in this. The Streaks have the answer, and now we've got an offensive foul on the Rocks.
On Keenan Shorter, an illegal screen away from the ball. His first foul of the game. 13th Rocks turnover, and now the Streaks may try to hold for the last shot. Just under 31 seconds to go in period number three. 37-36 is the Gillsburg lead. What a start to the weekend this could be for the Streaks to get a big win here at home. Tough North Scott team tomorrow at the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Lots of business still to go through here tonight. And a bad pass again at midcourt. That's twice Meeker has given one up there. And Shorter barely gets a shot down going in down the lane. And Rocks lead back by one, 38-37 after the Gillsburg turnover, number 12 in the game.
When you turn it over to half court like that, you're just... might as well put the 2 points up.
Down to 4 seconds to go. Gibson cut off. Gets it over to Ethan at the buzzer for three.
Made up for it.
40-38. Gillsburg by two at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Gillsburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Gillsburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Live coverage of GHS basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Gillsburg, by office specialists in Gillsburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Nell Foster Company, making it happen.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Eastern Kentucky. Coverage begins at 4:30 Sunday afternoon.
The Fighting Illini play here. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
On a 10-2 run as we start the fourth quarter. Galesburg with the ball and a two-point lead. 40-38 over number 5, Rock Island. Ramon Diggins on the left side. Cut off by Johnson, and he turns it over on the sideline right in front of the Galesburg bench. Johnson came out from behind his teammate, and that threw Trevon off, I think. He couldn't handle the ball. It just rattled him a little bit, and he lost it out of bounds.
We played so well in this one tonight. I'd love to see the kids get this win. You know, we've done this at times on our home court already and just lost some very tough close games. Tonight's the one we need to win, and a foul on Trevon. Two quick ones. Actually, I guess a turnover and a foul.
James Jones just lost a handle on it. So Trevon went after the ball, and then Jones just kind of stepped in front of Trevon just enough to draw the foul.
Well, he's going to the line. I'm not too worried about that. Maybe he'll catch the rim this time.
He's 0 for 2. No points on the game. And we told you earlier, 40% from the season, and that one misses right.
Really not even close.
Nope. Grant Gibson with his 7th rebound. Left side, Meeker pulls up, 15 feet. That one got partially blocked. Oh, and then Denzel Jones there for the miss, but he overthrew the basket on the rebound.
Wide open for the putback. He just got too excited.
So, still a two-point Galesburg lead. Rocks with the ball. Down low from the baseline. Up and in, Robert Johnson just drove in from the right side, and the Rocks found him perfectly to tie the game at 40.
And a nice assist by Trey Siegel. Coach's son out high. They ran their offense well. You got to tip your cap to the Rocks on that possession.
Joe Williams back out to Meeker. He thought about the three. Had 11 points in that third quarter, a season-high 14 in the game for the freshman. Gibson. Had Meeker flashing to the basket. Grant driving in, lost the handle on it. Looked like it went off his shoulder out of bounds, and the streaks rattled here a little bit. Fourth quarter at the beginning of the game, first 4 minutes actually, down at Quincy is what cost him the game. They can't afford that here tonight.
Yeah, Grant Gibson trying to keep his confidence up, and you wouldn't think that'd be a problem with Grant, but he just doesn't seem to feel it here tonight. We're going to need him down the stretch.
Backdoor cut. Williams lost Siegel, who gets tied up by Williams. Siegel just forces it up to the basket, but a jump ball call. Williams played good defense, but he turned just to the side enough that he didn't see the backdoor bounce cut coming, but he did get his hand in there just enough to tie up Siegel. It went up for the shot, and the Rocks hang on to it. On the inbounds, Babers from the baseline. Gets it right underneath the basket, and a strong shot up and in by Rashawn Brown. Rocks back on top by 2, 42-40.
Both teams shooting it a lot better this half. The Rocks, I've got 9 of 13, and Galesburg 8 of 13.
Williams penetrates. Trevon cutting into the basket. Wasn't expecting the pass. He thought Joe was going to shoot it, but Trevon does a nice job to come back for the pass, and now a foul away from the ball. I think we'll be on Babers. Little push defensively. That's his first.
Just after the whistle, Meeker went ahead and took the long three-pointer and dropped it in. He's feeling it right now, so they've got to feed him when they get the chance.
If he can get an open look.
Yeah.
Bounce pass on the inside, and Gibson trying to find Denzel Jones cutting down the lane, but the foul off of, or the ball off Rock Island's foot, so they'll inbound. Yeah, the Rocks. Here's a jumper by Gibson at the free throw line. Knocks it down, and we're tied at 42.
Maybe that's the start of something good for Grant here in the fourth quarter.
Silver Streaks have had terrible history against Rock Island in the 2000s. Have been so unsuccessful. Here they're down 2 as another strong jumper by Rashawn Brown up from the low blocks over the streak defense. He's hit 2 strong but difficult jumpers from within about inside of 10 feet easily. 2-point Rock Island lead. Diggins down low. Gibson around a double team. Up and in and a foul.
You bet. Grant with those strong hands in a double team. A lot of guys will lose that ball. Well, not only did he hang on to it, he had the strength to get it up in the basket with somebody hanging on his arm and a chance for a three-point play.
Back and forth game, 5:32 to go. Gibson's free throw rolls out, but Joe Williams steps in for the rebound, gets tripped up, knocked down, and a foul on Robert Johnson will be team foul number 6 on the Rocks. How about Joe Williams sneaking in there for the offensive rebound after the Gibson miss? Gives a chance to get the Streaks back on top, tied at 44.
Well, every guy out there has had some really key contributions tonight. Started off with Diggins. He was tremendous in the early part of this game. Joe Williams with a nice flurry. Of course, Meeker with the shots there. And who knows who's going to step up here before this one's over.
On the inbounds, Gibson slaps the ball, looking to find somebody cutting through the lane. Now lofts it way out high out to Joe Williams. Now right side, Gibson for three, in and out. Wow. Rebound, Brian Richardson. Oh, the Streaks have had so many of those. Just not go down tonight. Still tied at 44, 5:15 to go in the game. Left corner, Sigel, quick three from the corner. No, and Trevon Diggins with a rebound, leading the break to the other direction, in the lane, and a foul call. Trevon's going to get two free throws. Had his mind made up as soon as he came down with that rebound.
Well, a good hustle by Joe Williams. He used those long arms out here in the corner. Siegel thought he was going to be wide open, and Joe came flying out there. I thought he altered the shot. And then Diggins, with that little misdirection on his dribble, able to get the foul, and he hits the first free throw.
30-28, Quincy leads Moline heading into the fourth quarter, so a two-point game there. And at halftime, it's United Township over Alleman, 33-25.
Sure would be refreshing for the conference if Galesburg and Moline both won these games tonight. That would send the whole conference into a frenzy.
Two-point Galesburg lead, 46-44. Still 5 minutes to go in the game, a long way to go. Diggins with 12 on the game, coming off a tough shooting night at Quincy last week. At the top of the circle, Rashawn Brown shoots from 17 feet this time and drains it.
What's going on with that guy? He's making tough shots.
14 in the game for Rashawn Brown. We're tied at 46. And a foul as the Streaks bring it into the front court. That'll be the seventh team foul on Rock Island, and the Streaks are going to get a 1-1 here.
Coach Siegel wasn't very happy with Richardson that time.
Can't blame him there.
Threw his hands out and said, why? You can tell from the flare up here, why would he do that?
Second foul on Richardson. Joe Williams to the free throw line. 81% on the season, 13 of 16, and he misses the free throw.
Oh, boy. The best free throw shooter. That hurts.
Keenan Shorter, a thorn in the Galesburg side after sitting out a good chunk of the early part of the season, gets the rebound. 46-46, 4.5 minutes to play in the game. Streaks giving this fifth-ranked Rock Island team a tremendous battle here tonight. And despite very good defense on both sides, the teams have really shot well here in the second half. A Siegel down the lane gets a good cut and up and in to put the Rocks back on top, 48-46.
Yeah, Ethan Meeker just lost him, was following him down the lane, and Siegel made him pay.
We've had three lead changes and three ties in this fourth quarter alone. We're halfway through period number four, 48-46 Rock Island. Gibson lost the handle on the ball, gets tied up on the floor, and the Streaks will keep it in the alternating possession.
Good job by Gibson to go to the floor. That's all you're trying to do is retain possession at that point. Silver Streaks needing a basket here. Exactly 4 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. The way this is going, we may play a fifth quarter.
12 lead changes, 5 ties in the game. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 48-46, Rock Island leads by 2. Diggins on the dribble out high as Rock Island packs it inside the zone now. Marcus Ross playing with 4 fouls. Here's Joe Williams with the ball. Top of the circle, Gibson. Ethan Meeker trying to cut back door. Grant shoots the 3 instead, and that one is short. And the rebound on the run by the Rocks, and they have Shorter on the outlet at the other end for the layup. He was off and running from the second Grant shot that ball.
All right, another clutch spot. We're down 4 again. Last time we were down 6. Answer with a 7-0 run. We've got to get something going here. 3.5 to play.
Joe Williams on the right side. After the Streaks turnover. Top of the circle. Dribbles right. Here's Grant trying to drive in. Cut off. Gets it back out. Ross fakes the 3. Drives into the lane. Shot off the mark. And the rebound by the Rocks again. And a foul called on Diggins as a soft outlet pass. Trevon going for the steal, but just got a little bit of contact with a hack on the arm. That is his third foul.
Our last three possessions, you haven't had a good feeling. We just seem to be dribbling around too much out high. The ball movement isn't crisp. We're falling down, crossing the lane. You give Rock Island credit on defense, but we're just not real polished here like we were in a Quincy game, as you mentioned. We struggled in the fourth quarter there.
But Shorter misses a free throw. Grant Gibson gets the rebound. Galesburg still down 4, under 3 minutes to go in the game now. Gibson works left, gets to Diggins. Thought about the three. Now drives in from the right side. Pounced his man up and in. Just blew right past him. And the Streaks are back within two.
Well, the Trevon can elevate so well when he gets to the backboard, too. It's hard for somebody to come over and block a shot.
14 on the game for Trevon Diggins. He and Meeker lead the Streaks in scoring tonight. Galesburg down two. 2.5 minutes to go in the game.
By the way, Joe.
Williams is all over Richardson. Now he nearly lost the ball. Draws a double team. Streaks reach in. They're going to call the tie-up. They are, and Rock Island will keep it on the alternating possession.
Grant got an elbow or a finger in the mouth.
Richardson just looked out of control on that one, and the Streaks responded to it and tied him up. Now Carr on the inbound, lofts it way up high to Johnson, gives it right back to Carr from the baseline, and out of control shot, scoops it up under the basket, hits the bottom of the rim, and Grant Gibson with a rebound. He's got 9 boards in the game.
All right, make him pay for the wild shot there. Let's get this thing tied up, Streaks.
Streaks down two, 50-48. Here's Williams on the outside. Gibson comes out high for it. He gives off to Trevon Diggins on the left side, dribbles it back between the circles. Ross comes out high for the pass. Gives off to Meeker. Dribbles around, top of the arc, over to Gibson near the elbow. Now Williams, thought about the three, drives inside the free throw line, all the way and in!
Sweet. Got to give Rock Island credit. They've really shut down Meeker. They're not letting Ethan have a shot. And so some other guys have had to create. Joe did it right there.
1:45 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 50. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
A country feel with all the city amenities. This ranch-style home on the west edge of Oneida is for sale by owner, and it's definitely one to consider. Hickory cabinets and granite countertops, gaslight wood-burning fireplace. Take a virtual tour at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Win presents from jewelry to furniture this holiday season in WGIL's Christmas Pick-A Present Contest. Listen for the cue to call and play. Details at WGIL.com.
1:45 to go in the game at John Field Gymnasium, or at least 1:45 to go in the fourth quarter. We are tied at 50 between the Silver Streaks and the number 5, Rock Island Rocks, in a terrific Western Big Six matchup here tonight. Rock Island coming out of the full timeout. The Rocks have Sigel and Carr, along with Shorter, Brown, and Richardson on the floor. Carr will bring it across midcourt. The Streaks sag back. Now Richardson with it, working against Joe Williams in the man defense. Dribbles it all the way back to the midcourt circle. Now trying to drive past.
Yeah.
Two defenders. Streaks knock it loose. Fight for it on the floor. Meeker comes up with it into the hands of Trevon Diggins. Boy, that was rattled, but the Streaks come up with it. Now Williams, right side, Meeker! And a whistle away from the ball as Coach Mike Reynolds called timeout. The Streaks finally got it in the front court. That was as helter-skelter as anything we've seen all season long, as the Streaks knocked it loose from Richardson, who was trying to drive past Williams. Trevon was standing there, just kind of reached out. I think he's the one who knocked it loose initially, got a finger on it. Then it was a scramble for it on the floor. Richardson dove into it, kept it alive. Somehow Meeker got up with it, threw it under the front court to Trevon Diggins, who couldn't handle it. It was resting between his legs on the floor. He had his arms wrapped around his legs trying to pick it up. And that's when Mike Reynolds called the timeout.
Well, thank goodness we've got a good student turnout here tonight. Really good turnout, all wearing the white, and they're standing the whole time. And you know, I got to confess, I applaud all the people that have come out. Good crowd for Galesburg tonight. But, you know, Gary Mitchell did get on him a little bit there in the timeout break where he said, stand up, get off your hands. I've been to small school games where if you're playing the conference leader and you're pulling off an upset, the whole gym is just pandemonium the whole fourth quarter. I mean, people don't sit down at all. And here, gotten a little too comfortable maybe. Let's hope the Streaks can get them on their feet with a big finish.
And a whistle as there's a collision on the inbounds between Williams and Keenan Shorter. And I believe they're going to call it on Shorter, trying to fight through a screen. That'll be his second. And Joe Williams is going to get a 1-1 here. So a chance for Joe to make up after the missed free throw a couple trips ago down the floor. 13 of 17 on the season, and he makes the first free throw. Streaks are back on top by one, 51-50.
Well, the emergence of Joe and Ethan Meeker just getting better and better is really giving Mike Reynolds some depth to work with here.
Second one off the back of the rim. And a good box out by Rashawn Brown for his fifth rebound. 1 point Galesburg lead, a minute 15 to go in the game, 51-50. Babers picks up his dribble. Now on the outside, Shorter with it on the wing. Trying to give it off to Carr. Trying to work past Trevon Diggins. Lost the handle on it. Gibson with a steal.
Yeah, Carr trying to do a little too much there.
Back-to-back turnovers by Rock Island. Here's Gibson. Right side. Williams thought about the three. Now he passes it away to Diggins. And the Streaks want to run some clock. And Shorter reaches in and fouls Diggins with 54 seconds to go in the game. And a 1-1 coming for Trevon.
And Grant Gibson comes over to Joe Williams. He points at his head, slaps him on the backside, says, good idea. You know, you couldn't blame Joe if he would have let that thing go because he was wide open but didn't quite feel comfortable. Nearly turned it over then.
Yeah.
And then the Streaks take the timeout now after the foul.
So Trevon actually will go to the line shooting two as Rock Island has put the Streaks in the double bonus now with 53.8 seconds remaining. And the Rocks have called a full timeout.
I thought Rock Island would probably go to Rashawn Brown that last time down. He's had the hot hand. He's in shots, facing the basket, turnaround jumpers. He's done a lot of nice things in the second half, and maybe they were going to, but C.J. Carr tried a little spin move there. He's very quick, but when he put the ball on the floor, we stole it away from him, headed the other way. Rock Island's only got two turnovers in this quarter, but it's come on their last two possessions, and the Streaks are trying to make them pay.
Since 1998, Galesburg has beaten Rock Island only five times. The Rocks, meanwhile, have won 29 of those 34 games. Streaks lead by one here. With 53.8 seconds to play, Trevon Diggins with two free throws. First one is off the mark.
If you're going to pull off an upset, you got to take advantage of your opportunities, and we're struggling a little at the line. Come on, Trevon, knock down this one at least.
Only 3 for 7 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Second one is always harder to make after the first one is a miss, and he did miss it. Trey Siegel with the rebound. 49 seconds to go. Will the Rocks try to hold this all the way down?
I doubt it.
Here's Shorter with it. They'll just take the best shot they can get.
Yeah, I don't.
Here's Carr with it in the corner. Around a screen, he passes up the shot. And now here's a bad pass, nearly stolen away. Carr drives the lane, and he scoops it up and draws a foul.
That official decided that was going to be a foul before it ever saw contact. Doggone it.
Marcus is out of the game. He draws his fifth foul. And Carr will go to the free throw line. Streaks have held him to 6 points tonight. 2 3-pointers in the third quarter. And he's only a 67% free throw shooter. 22 of 33 on the season. So it's not automatic here.
Well, nearly got a turnover there. Greg Gibson had his hands on the ball. I thought it was going to go the other way. But then somebody cut in front of him and saved the day.
It was Carr. Yep. And then he took it strong to the basket. So the littlest guy on the floor could have a big impact here. The 5'7 junior to the line with 33 and a half seconds to play. First one up and in. We're tied at 51. It is the sixth tie of the fourth quarter. The eighth tie of the game to go along with 14 lead changes. Will it be a 15th lead change here? Free throw up and in, and it is. Rocks by one, 52-51. With 30 seconds to go in the game, Streaks for the ball. A chance to win it at home. Gibson at the top of the circle. Left side over to Williams with 20 seconds to go. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds with 18.9 seconds remaining. That is the Streaks' final timeout.
Well, interesting situation. You've got a very young team in the Silver Streaks that were in this position a couple of times at home in our Thanksgiving tournament. Didn't handle it well in the last possession or two and lost those games to Westinghouse and Limestone that we could have won. You got a Rock Island team that's coming off their only loss where they folded in the fourth quarter. So you got two teams that are a little vulnerable right now. It's just a matter of who's going to come out of this one with the win. Love to see the Silver Streaks get over that hump here. But, even on that possession, you got the feeling that we really weren't sure what we wanted to do, and I thought Mike Reynolds made a good use of his time out there.
The Rocks have not folded here tonight. They've been down a few times. They've had a chance to do so. They've hung in there. Their biggest lead in the fourth quarter is 50-46, and the Streaks came right back and tied it. Galesburg's biggest lead has been only two here in the fourth quarter. The Streaks' losses this season, 3 to Westinghouse, by 4 to Limestone, 13 on the road at Metamora, and then the 3-point loss at Quincy last Friday night. So nearly every game has been a one-possession loss if the streaks have fallen. Here they're down by one with 18.9 seconds to go. Have to get it in. Then they do to Carson Cheeseman, who's off the bench for ball control. Cheeseman will play the point. Down to 14 seconds to go. Gibson trying to fight through a scheme. Here's Dickens to the basket. And a score! 8.4 seconds to go, and Rock Island calls timeout.
Trevon Dickens improvising that time after Gibson. They were draping all over him. They weren't going to let him have a shot. And Trevon, as he's done all night long, taking advantage of any seam he gets. And he was clutch all the way in. Streaks up by a point, but Rocky's got the ball with 8 seconds. We'll see what Tom Siegel and company come up with.
Nobody has been able to stop Trevon Dickens' first step tonight. And he knew when he had man-to-man there, as soon as he could get past his man, he could take it all the way to the basket. The help side defense wasn't going to get there in time. So Trevon did take the quick first step, got past his man. He got the layup, and with 8.4 seconds to go, the streaks lead 53-52. Trevon Dickens, just short of his career high tonight with 16. And nearly everything right in underneath the basket. So now the streaks have to play defense. The Rocks still do have one timeout remaining.
Well, and for coaches Reynolds and Cheeseman, I don't think you can tell them to look for anything in your team, anything in particular. Rocky's got four guys that average double figures, and we've seen everybody shoot the ball tonight. So it's not like they're a one-man show that they're going to try and go one direction. We've just got to man up on everybody, play the best defense we can, and try not to foul.
Ethan Meeker guarding Siegel in the front court. Cheeseman guarding Shorter. Here's Carr across midcourt with four. Sidesteps right. Shoots an 18-footer. It's short. Off the top of the rim. Mike Reynolds goes airborne. Woo! And the streaks pull off the upset. 53-52. A huge win for the Silver Streaks. Who are 5-4 on the year.
What a fantastic win for the Streaks. And that when that shot went off the basket and then went up to the top of the backboard and the clock went off, I think everybody was a little stunned. We're having a hard time believing it's actually over. And the Silver Streaks got it done. They forced a really tough shot by the little guy Carr off balance in the corner. But when he let that go, Brad, he had a pretty good line on it. I was afraid it was going to find the bottom of the net, but it just caught enough of the iron to kick it up in the air. And that allowed the time to kick off while that ball was in the air. No putback opportunity for the Rocks. And in front of a big student body crowd that was going crazy over there.
Who came out of the bleachers at the end of the game.
They flooded the court and congratulated the team. And one of the great wins I've seen for this team in years here. An outstanding win. Four quarters of solid basketball by this very young Galesburg team. And this puts the whole Western Big Six into a different look now as the big boys from Rock Island have been knocked off by the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
For only the sixth time, Galesburg defeats Rock Island since the 1998 season. The sixth lead change in the fourth quarter and the 15th of the game proves to be the winner. Trevon Diggins' basket gives Galesburg a 53-52 win, and the postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
This is John Fuller for Focus on the Family. And coming up this weekend, a wonderful family story about rescuing orphans from foster care, removing spiritual obstacles from your life, and what your family needs to know about Christmas disappointments. Learn more on the next Weekend Magazine.
Listen for Focus on the Family's Weekend Magazine, Sunday morning at 7 here on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With Christmas just around the corner, I've been worried about how I was going to get my shopping done. But Handy Van will pick me up at my house and bring me home when I'm ready. I like the freedom it gives me to come and go as I please.
When you call Handy Van, we'll take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits, and you won't be bugging us at all. If a temporary or permanent disability prevents you from using the city bus or operating a vehicle, allow us to take you. Live your life. Do things when you want to. Wishing you and yours a happy holiday season from all of us at Handy Van.
How about some Black Friday deals you can get through the middle of December? Here's a sale you don't have to get up early for. Galesburg Sewing Center's huge Black Friday Brothers Sewing Machine sales event is going on now until Monday. No interest financing for 4 years and unbelievable savings on select models. You can also check out their selection of machines priced starting at $100. Don't miss Brothers Black Friday event at Galesburg Sewing Center in downtown Galesburg, now through Monday.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
That's someone enjoying a wonderful meal at McDonald's. That's someone enjoying a refreshing Coca-Cola for only a dollar. And that's the harmonious flavor of McDonald's and any size icy cold Coca-Cola soft drink or sweet tea for just a dollar. It's hard to describe it any other way. The simple joy of... A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The official WGIO forecast, showers and isolated thunderstorms after midnight tonight, low of 41. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, then a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, high of 55. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a low of 42. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 48. Sunday night, cloudy and colder, overnight low of 33. And Monday, partly sunny with a high of 42. Monday night, partly cloudy, low of 28. Currently, it is 40 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
And we're going to go right into our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Jim Lee is with the head coach, who I think is still trying to settle himself down here after what an emotional win tonight. 53-52 over the fifth-ranked team in the state. Jim, take it away with Mike Reynolds.
Well, Mike, obviously, congratulations. You came up and sat down. The first thing you did was put your head in your hands. That's what you do when you don't win. What a great performance by your club tonight, and to finally get over that hump and close games at home and win this. What a huge win.
A lot of fun. Our guys deserve it. You know, we worked extremely hard, and we played a tough schedule, and we know we got a tough one tomorrow, but we'll enjoy this till about 10:30 tomorrow, and then when we have shoot around, we'll be ready to go. But a lot of fun, well played game.
A lot of us did not see this one coming. You as a head coach, obviously, you got a chance to watch Rock Island play over there when they lost their only game against Bloomington. Did what Bloomington did to them come into play with your game plan, your approach tonight?
No, not really. You know, we play a much different style than those teams. You know, what's gave us trouble here in our last two losses were, you know, we weren't patient enough on offense. We weren't taking the shot we wanted to take. And then, you know, our shooting percentage went down. You know, in the Thanksgiving tournament, you know, Grant went crazy and scored all those baskets. But offensively, you know, the other guys were shooting a high percentage. And all of a sudden, you know, we have one guy that can play like Grant. And it's Grant. You know, the rest of us are athletic kind of role player type kids. And we played our role correctly tonight. And so did he. You know, they were doubling him a lot of times all over the floor. Played triangle in two some against him and Meeker, and we found the open guy at the end, and it was nice to see our guy make a read. We put Cheese back in there, who had sat for a quarter and a half, and we thought he was the only guard who knew how to run that play, and he ran it, got Bonnie a shot, and wasn't the shot we were looking for, his fourth option. So we had four reads and had a wide open shot. That's pretty impressive.
Coming into this game, we figured Rock Island the favorite. They had four guys who averaged in double figures, and you said Gibson has been pretty much our offensive show. But tonight, I thought we were every bit as balanced as Rock Island was. The emergence of the freshman, Meeker, his first start. He had a few turnovers, but, boy, he made some clutch shots for you.
Yeah, we need to put a little offense in there. And we know we had to play small. This wasn't a, you know, wasn't a great game for Ryan Carl. It wasn't his kind of game. He's played really well for us in the league, and he'll come back and be really good. And probably next time we play Rock Island, he'll play really well. Marcus Ross, you know, it's not easy when you're a senior and you start to get a freshman started basically over you. No matter how much we talk to him, still, you know, he came out and was a leader out here and came right in there and played really aggressive.
Different points of this game. Trevon Diggins was outstanding, especially early on. He was leading the team in scoring. Of course, his defensive pressure was fantastic. And then you got Joe Williams coming in and doing what Joe does on both ends of the court. You just really got some great efforts from those kids.
Yeah, you know, we were on Joe pretty good this week. You know, he was stagnant a little bit on offense here lately, and when he plays like that, he's really, really good. It was really impressive to see our young guys be able to follow a game plan. You know, we were able to do that a little bit at Quincy, but we you know, our young guys, you know, didn't play as well as they did tonight. And I guess it was we pulled the right string at starting Meeker, so it worked out.
Defensively, your approach, they were just 2 of 14, Rock Island was, for a good part of the first half. Then they caught fire and really carried that into the second half, and it really wasn't anybody you could key on. What was your defensive approach to these guys?
Well, number one defensive approach, you know, they have a Division I All-State point guard, I think. I think he's as good a point guard as I've seen on film and anything. We've played a light team. You know, Westinghouse is similar to them. Westinghouse a little bigger guys inside. But we took a step back and played what we call a gapping defense. And, you know, the number one key on everything we said all week was keep C.J. Carr out of the lane. Keep C.J. Carr out of the lane. Now, you know, Brown hit some big shots, you know, some fadeaway shots that I hadn't seen him on tape yet, but you know, we kept him from dunking the basketball, which, you know, he had about four or five of them against Bloomington, and we had four tapes on him. He had dunk after layup, and we were able to keep C.J. out of the lane. That was a heck of an effort by Trevon, you know, to keep, you know, basically an All-Stater out of the lane.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say, the final possession, is that, did you figure that was where they wanted to go, was with him in the lane? I guess you weren't too surprised he took the final shot.
Well, he's your best player. You know, I mean, you want your best player to take your last shot, I think, and he, you know, I was surprised to see Siegel set a screen. I know they were going to screen and pop, and Siegel went down pretty good. And you know, that wasn't some of the plays we've seen before, but I think our guys fought through. We had a freshman and two sophomores there at the end of the game, and it always makes me nervous. But I was proud of the way our guys played.
Had you lost this one, you would have been looking back at some missed free throws down the stretch, but now I guess you can forget that and go forward.
Well, I don't think we can fault anything Trevon Diggins did. You know, I know he missed those two free throws.
Joe missed two out of three, and he's usually pretty tough.
And Joe was one of the best free throw shooters in the league coming into the game. But, you know, that's going to happen once in a while. And I said before the game, you know, it was going to be basically a fist fight out there. You know, the toughest one. And today we were able to make one more play than they were. And it was an impressive win for us.
Okay, I was going to say, the Moline gave Quincy all they can handle up there. I guess Quincy finally won that tonight. But this one will send a lot of hope around the Western Big Six that this conference isn't settled just yet.
No, you know, I think Quincy, they've got the most veteran team coming back, but we had them on the ropes on the road, and Thiel's a hard place to play when you have a capable team. And we've got one of those. We got some young guys, and we went through some growing pains. Heck, we may go through one tomorrow. Who knows? But we're certainly going to come out and play and give everything we got. And when we do that, I like our chances. I like our guys.
Mike, congratulations. Great coaching job and a great effort by the players. See you tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds joining us in our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll take a look at the final statistics, team numbers, individual scoring. Give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Can't say it enough. Galesburg wins it 53-52 over the Rock Island Rocks. Post-game statistics coming up from John Thiel Gym after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Never miss the action.
Pockets tight, zips it down the sideline, into the end zone, leading Alshon Jeffrey. Touchdown, touchdown Bears, 23-yard score, and the Bears are on the board.
The Bears fight to keep their playoff hopes alive as they face the Packers.
Hi, this is Jeff Joniak. Pre-game coverage of the Chicago Bears begins at 11:30, Sunday morning on The Laser.
Your home for the Chicago Bears in West Central Illinois is 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Hi, I'm Jim Bohannon. Listen to my show every weekday night from 9 till midnight on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Postgame statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And the Silver Streaks are loving this tonight, 53-52. What a great high school basketball game, Jim.
It certainly was. It was, I think the biggest lead was Rocky had a six-point lead.
Streaks were ahead by seven in the second quarter at a time when we thought it should have been more. But they just couldn't get some shots down. And then, yeah, Rock Island took a 36-30 lead in the third quarter. That was their biggest lead of the night. And then the Streak scored seven in a row and came back and went ahead by one. And it was back and forth the rest of the way from there. From that point on, when the Streaks regained the lead at 37-36 late in the third quarter, there were nine lead changes the rest of the way and six ties from late in the third quarter through the end of the fourth quarter.
Hmm. Well, and you know, you look at the sophomore result. Our sophomores lost 77-50, and you might think, oh boy, it could be tough here in a year or two, until you go, wait a minute. Our sophomores just beat their varsity. Well, to some degree. I mean, as Mike said, we had two sophomores and a freshman out there in crunch time in this game tonight, and they all played exceedingly well. And not to take anything away from our upperclassmen, because they certainly did their jobs as well. But that's what's so encouraging, is to see such good play from such young kids here tonight. And, you know, again, we were talking about Meeker, because, you know, he made a couple of bad turnovers out high. I'm sure he'd be the first one to tell you that. But every time he did that, invariably the next time we got the ball, he'd make up for it. I mean, he was just very, you know, the type of play you'd expect from a senior. And here's a freshman that's had to gain a lot of confidence, I think, tonight, too. He'd been playing some, but to play this many minutes tonight in this magnitude of a game and to come up with some big shots the way he did, especially that one at, what, the end of the third quarter, I think it was?
Third quarter, yeah. He had 11 in the third quarter.
Yeah, that was just outstanding. And, you know, we talked about Joe Williams, too. Twice he came in and just gave it everything on both ends of the court. Defensively, he's got the long arms. He can cause a lot of problems. And offensively, he was attacking.
So, final statistics here, and we'll compare the numbers as we go here, I guess, Jim.
All right. Rock Island, 6 of 9 in the fourth quarter. They were 7 of 11 in the third quarter. Now, if you'd have told me at halftime that Rocky was going to come out and hit 13 out of 20 from the field, I'd say, not going to be a good second half. But the Streaks were no slouches either from the field. I had them at for the half of 13 of 21. So both teams struggled early in this game, and then the longer it went on, they didn't get tired. They got better.
Yeah.
And so Rock Island, I had it just under 50%, 20 of 39 for the night. Silver Streaks, same thing, 22 out of 45. So both teams right around 48% from the field, and both got some big three-pointers. Rock Island won the rebounding battle. We have not fared well on the boards our last three games. Metamora destroyed us, but they're huge. Quincy beat us by 11 on the glass. Rock Island, 7 rebounding edge, 26-19. But, again, our ability to force turnovers, and in the first half especially, and then two key ones late in this ball game. Rock Island had 16 on the game. Silver Streaks had 14. But a real different-looking Rock Island team, and the fact, as we said through the broadcast, they're a team that's going to rely a lot on the perimeter shooting, whereas many, many years they just throw the ball up on the rim and go get it two or three times and just destroy us inside. Now they're more, not that they don't have a couple of kids inside that can play, but they're going to win or lose most of their games based on their guards.
And the guards come through from three-point range tonight, 5 of 11 from three-point range. I mean, the Rock Island teams we've seen in...
Outside of Chase on Randall.
Certainly in recent years, but they just can't hit from outside. They don't have the kids who can knock him down. But tonight, at least for a while, it even kept him in the game. It rallied him back from a deficit early on. So they were nearly 50% from three-point range. Silver Streaks were 3 of 14, and, I mean, they were millimeters away from being 50% shooters themselves. They had so many shots in three-point range. I can think of two, at least, from Meeker and one for Gibson that darn near were down. And Trevon had one, too, that was right on the money, and that thing just wouldn't fall through the cylinder either. So,
yeah, you expect that to happen on the road, not so much at home.
And certainly up at Rock Island Fieldhouse or Wharton Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
Neither team was a bargain from the free throw line tonight. Rock Island was 7 of 13, so barely over 50%, and the streaks were right at 50%, 6 of 12 and only 3 of 8 in the fourth quarter. Individual scoring numbers, the Rocks put two players in double figures. Rashawn Brown had a hot hand. He led the way with 14. Trey Babers had 10. And pretty balanced scoring off the bench in his first game of the season. Keenan Shorter had 9. C.J. Carr finished with 8. He took the final shot but missed. So thank goodness he didn't finish in double figures. Trey Siegel finished with just 5 tonight. Great job by the streaks on him defensively. He came in averaging nearly 13 a game. Brian Richardson had 4. He's another kid who can really light it up if you let him get open and knock down some shots. He was in double figures coming in. And Robert Johnson finished with 2. James Jones did not score. For the Silver Streaks, 4 players in double figures, led by Trevon Diggins with 17 tonight. Came off his worst shooting game of the season last week by shooting 7 of 11 tonight. 14 points, a career high for Ethan Meeker in the varsity level. Grant Gibson just 11. And Joe Williams off the bench with 10. And then after that, not much more production, but great balance there at the top. Carson Cheeseman had 2 points, and that was it. Ryan Carl, Marcus Ross, and Denzel Jones did not score for the Streaks, who win at 53-52. They're 5-4 in the season, 2-1 in the Western Big Six. Rock Island drops to 2-1 in the conference, and their second straight loss, they're 7-2 overall. Take a final break here on the post-game show. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final order of business here from John Thiel Gymnasium as the Streaks get a big conference win over number 5 Rock Island. Although Galesburg's only 5-4. Boy, here's a team that is so close, Jim, to being 9-1, and they can't rest by any means with that game tomorrow against North Scott at the Iowa-Illinois shootout.
No, if we rest tomorrow, we're going to be really embarrassed. From what we hear, we haven't seen North Scott, but from every indication we're hearing, it's a really good team that's got all their starters back from a big year last year. What a great way to go up there with the confidence of having beaten the Rock Island Rocks here tonight. I just can't say enough for what that should do for this team. They may not win tomorrow, but I think they're going to have a lot more spring in their step.
Well, and what we've seen from time to time going up there with such an early game as the Streaks have
gotten into
the pattern of playing because they just don't get scheduled in a higher profile time later in the day, and then Streaks go up there with a 1 o'clock game or something like that and just come out flat, or even an 11 o'clock game. It's just hard after a conference game on Friday night. Maybe a little later start with a young team will keep some of that bounce in their step, as Mike Reynolds likes to talk about.
Yeah, you're going to have a little bit bigger crowd at that time of day, and I would think the organizers of that shootout will probably be thrilled to see this score tonight, to know that, you know, because you had to wonder why, because the consensus was Rock Island was the best team on this side of the river, North Scott the best on that. Usually they kind of pair them as they think teams are going to be every year, and yet they didn't have North Scott playing Rock Island. They had them playing Galesburg. Well, now they look like geniuses.
Yeah.
so we'll see what happens.
And our final order of business here is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And the actual crunch time made it an easy choice, but wow, were there some kids who certainly could have earned the honors here tonight.
Yeah, and we've run down the bunch of them, and so I guess we don't need to gush over them too much because they've... they did great job tonight. But the guy that's going to get our crunch time player of the game is the guy who made the last basket. I mean, what more crunch time could you have than that? Streaks with clock winding down. Dish the ball off to Trevon Diggins. He's probably, what, 10, 12 feet away from the basket. Makes a move to his left in, kicks it off the glass. And then that ends up being the game winner. And if that was all Trevon did tonight, maybe we still give it to him, but it certainly was not. I think he had 8 of our first 10 points in the first quarter. The defense is always that he plays those quick hands, getting to loose balls, keeping them alive. I'm more than happy to make Trevon Diggins our crunch time player of the game tonight.
And I think in terms of what the Streaks did tonight, in terms of taking a step forward, it was Trevon early on when offense was hard to come by. The defense was great really all night long. So Trevon was taking it strong to the basket. And then Rock Island started to shut that down, and then Grant stepped up, and he got 5 of his points after Trevon didn't get the opportunity to drive the lane. Well, then Rocky clamped down on both of them. Joe Williams has a little spurt off the bench. He scores a quick 5 points, so they start paying more attention to him. Ethan Meeker lights it up from the outside, so he takes over the game for a while. He scores 11 in the fourth quarter. So then you heard Coach Mike Reynolds say, you know, how they locked down on him, and all of a sudden it's everybody doing something in the fourth quarter. And you know, that's what we've been waiting to see from this team.
Well, and you could make a strong case for Joe Williams, because that was when we were down 36-30. He hit the 3, and then he comes back inside and gets a 2. Those were a huge 5 points at a point of the game where it looked like we might be falling apart. So you got to give, I guess, Dave's 1A maybe to Joe Williams tonight.
Yeah, and even Ethan Meeker hitting the halftime shot that put the Streaks up by 2, and then hit the shot at the end. Or I'm sorry, he hit the shot at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah,
that put the Streaks ahead going into the fourth quarter. And there are just some great moments tonight. And on an emotional day, it was nice to come and watch such a great high school basketball game here tonight. And it would have been a real disappointment had the Streaks lost, but just a really enjoyable game here tonight. 53-52, the Streaks win it. They're 2-1 in the conference. So is Rock Island, as they lose their second straight. They're 7-2 overall. And we'll see them again tomorrow. Both teams playing, representing Illinois. We'll root for everybody on the Illinois side tomorrow.
Even Moline?
Even Moline.
All right.
The Iowa-Illinois shootout. Gilsburg plays at 5 o'clock against North Scott. Our pregame coverage at 4:40 if everything's running on time there. And they usually do a pretty good job of doing that up at Augustana College. Gilsburg girls at Manual tomorrow. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with a call at 1:10 tomorrow afternoon. Again, the Streaks win it here tonight, 53-52 over Rock Island. For Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.